mercy and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 21. I read for you again these words. And when Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. By nature, we generally despise authority unless it's our own. And the older we get, the truer that is. In the 1960s, the cry on college campuses was, "Challenge authority." What that meant was, challenge the authority of your parents, your church, your government, the police, and so on. In effect, it meant, do what you want. Be your own authority. However, those who were teaching such things would not countenance any challenge to their authority. If you did, it wouldn't end well for you. You might fail the class, or you might get kicked out of school. Yet, we're often all too eager to challenge authority, even if we do it rather quietly. We even see it in our children from the youngest age. So, it shouldn't be surprising that when people in our day challenge the authority of the police and government and other authorities. We hear of endless challenges to almost every election. We see endless violence and hear of cries to get rid of, or at least curtail, the authorities. Of course, such challenges fly in the face of the fourth commandment, which tells us to fear and love God, so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. After all, such authorities are given by God for our welfare. Where would we be without our parents? They have, or had, more interest in our welfare than anyone else. Imagine the chaos if there were no governing authorities. Now, of course, some will say, see the chaos we have because of the governing authorities. Still, it doesn't change the fact that God instituted authorities for our benefit, and we should submit to them unless they command us to sin. Then, we must obey God rather than man. So, what does that have to do with today's gospel? The chief priests and the elders of the people challenge Jesus. By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? And why would they ask such a thing? Well, just the day before, the day after he had entered Jerusalem on a donkey to shouts of acclamation, he had overturned the tables of the money changers. Now, of course, that'll get people's attention. But more than that, he had healed the blind and the lame who had come to him. And the children cried out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David." So the chief priests and scribes asked Jesus about that. But they didn't like his answer. Still, why would they challenge Jesus? Well, they were the authorities. They were in charge of the temple and of overseeing what happened there, as well as the religious life of the Israelites. So when someone does or says something that doesn't seem right, or that challenges them, they need to find out what's going on. But when they ask their question, it's about more than meets the eye. For you see, they don't really want an answer. They don't really want to learn anything. What they want is to bring Jesus under their authority and under their control. So by asking their question, they're trying to control the conversation. That happens all the time in the news media. And that's why astute people will often answer the question that is not asked rather than the one that is. And that's what Jesus did. He answered their question with one of his own. I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where does it come? From heaven or from man? Because Jesus loved them and desired their soul's salvation, he would not go down the path they desired. He wanted them to acknowledge and believe that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, the promised Messiah and Savior God had promised to send. He wanted them to recognize and submit to his authority. But he also put them into a dilemma, which they reveal as they discuss Jesus' question. After all, if they said that John's baptism was from God, that would mean they needed to believe John's message. And that was that Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me. Thus John confesses the eternal nature of Christ, that is, his divinity, and that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament sacrificial system. For the most common sacrifice in the Old Testament was the morning and evening sacrifice, which involved a lamb. The baptizer is saying that all four-legged lambs pointed to and find their culmination in this two-legged lamb standing before them, which is Jesus. Now, the chief priests and the elders knew that if they said that John's baptism was from heaven, then they would have to submit to Jesus' authority. Now, of course, they couldn't do that because that would involve them giving up at least some of their own. And they were not willing to do that. They also knew that if they denied the authority of the baptizer, they would have a riot on their hands, for the people held John in high esteem, thinking him a prophet. So they took the coward's way out by saying they didn't know. You are here today because by God's grace you know and believe what John declared about Jesus. He is God in the flesh with the full authority of the Father. Thus he spoke and did what the Father had given him to speak and do. Jesus showed his authority over creation as he stilled the storms, turned water into wine, and fed the multitude with a little bread and a few fish. He demonstrated his authority over the devil, who tempted him in the wilderness, and as he cast out demons. He exhibited his authority over death as he healed many who were afflicted, when he raised Jairus' daughter, the widow's son, and Lazarus, and of course, when he rose from the dead himself. Even when he was nailed to the cross to shed his holy blood and die, no one took his life from him, but he laid it down so that he would conquer sin and death and give that victory to you. For he said, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." You see, even Jesus was under the authority of his Father. Well, then Jesus further answered them with the parable of the two sons. The first son said that he would not go to work in the vineyard. But later he changed his mind and went. The second son said that he would not go. No, he said that he would go, but he didn't. The first son, representing the tax collectors and the harlots, submitted to the authority of the Father. They listened to John and repented. The chief priests and the elders said they would go, but they didn't. They refused to listen to the Father and did not repent and did not believe Jesus and follow him. So what about you? Will you submit to Jesus' authority? Will you go to work in his vineyard? Will you not do or stop doing what he tells you not to do? Before you confidently answer in the affirmative, know that you don't and can't. Because you are a sinner, you'd rather be the authority and do whatever you want. Repent, beloved. Turn from your authority to Jesus and his authority. For all authority is his, and he desires only the best for you. He wants you to submit to his authority so that you are under his control. You have been baptized into him, so you have come under his authority. And living under his authority, you bear your cross, confess your sins, receive absolution, eat and drink his body and blood for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Living under his authority is life for you, now and forever. God grant you such a life. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.